The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guests are Dr. Steven Sandberg Lewis, a 1978 graduate of the National College of Naturopathic Medicine and full-time faculty member since 1996 professor of many classes, including gastroenterology, pathology, and physiology. And he spices up his lectures with his students by singing songs about pathology. And I think later on we're going to actually hear about an upcoming concert that his band of naturopaths has coming tonight. And our other guest is Dr. Eric Blake, also a graduate of the National College of Naturopathic Medicine with degrees in naturopathic and Chinese medicine. He is currently the overseer of the hydrotherapy department at NCNM, teaching classes in naturopathic hydrotherapy, naturopathic history, and iris diagnosis. And Dr. Blake and Dr. Sandberg Lewis are here today to talk about natural approaches to sports medicine and musculoskeletal injuries. So if you have any questions for either one of our guests today on Health Watch, the number is 503-231-8187. Well, I know, Dr. Blake, that when we were discussing things prior to the show, you'd mentioned that you felt like a lot of what people are familiar with today for treatments for sports injuries or musculoskeletal injuries actually had its roots in natural medicine or naturopathic medicine.
A good deal of it actually has come from the natural health community. There were a variety of different movements, health movements, in the 19th century throughout the 1800s that had to do with what we consider physical therapy today. It was hydrotherapy. Had to do with whole foods eating, for example, the Grahamist movement of the early 1800s, where we get the modern-day graham cracker, a far cry from what he meant it to be. But these movements were towards whole foods eating, quality nutrition, actually exercise, movement. In the early part of the 20th century, when the naturopathic profession really sort of came out as its own unique movement within the healing arts, there was a great deal of focus actually on rehabilitative exercise, appropriate rest, dietetics for adapting to different exercises, and it was really allied, the naturopathic profession. One of the leaders was a fellow, Bernard McFadden, who headed up what he called the physical culture movement, and it was about developing the culture of the physique is what he meant, and it's from there that much of our modern exercise movement, even the muscle and fitness, the Ben Weeders of today, it's really a direct lineage. In our early professional journals, we had the early advertisement for Pilates, which was a part of really the early naturopathic health movement in this country. So much, even the YMCA came from the Turner Health Movement of the 19th century, and it had to do with good eating, good thinking, and good exercise. Which we just generally accept as day-to-day today, but they actually, it was something that had to be advocated for and eventually became where it is now, just a generally accepted phenomenon.
So assuming that some of the naturopathic principles have been incorporated into what people get when they go to their physician now, say somebody were to have a sprained ankle or a tennis elbow or some other injury from exercise or otherwise, and what would either one of you say would be the things that naturopaths would provide that would be unique and beneficial for people over and above what they're getting from conventional medical procedures at this point?
Well, for something like a sprained ankle, there are a variety of different naturopathic interventions that are relatively unique to our profession. Of course, we're going to work it up and diagnose this and determine exactly what happened, what's the extent of the injury. And then it doesn't come to just treating the ankle. We're going to want to take a look at the whole biomechanics of the region that was affected, because oftentimes when there's an ankle injury, then the knee and the hip also become involved. And by looking at those and correcting those aspects, it allows the body to recuperate much faster. So first we're going to look at the problem as a conventional doctor does in terms of working up the local diagnosis, but then we also have always that holistic view, that whole body view, as how does that ankle connect to that the rest of the body. So the first thing we'll do is take a broad look. Then, of course, we have specific interventions. For example, we typically, at least in my experience and the other doctors that I've worked with, what we'll do is we'll use homeopathic remedies. It might be something like arnica that everyone is so familiar with. It's wonderful and homeopathic potency. Or we might use something like a complex homeopathic formula such as Tramiel that has a large number of studies, comes from Germany. It's been in use for 30 years. It's really a wonderful inflammatory moderator or modulator. And then we may mobilize the ankle. We may mobilize certain bones in the foot that were contributing. There was a great study that just came out. It's the second of its kind, really, on comfrey out of Australia. And topical comfrey, salve, actually significantly improves the rate and the quality of healing in mild to moderate ankle sprains. And it's a very simple intervention. And the reason it does that is because comfrey promotes cell proliferation of injured tissue, so you can regenerate an injured ligament much more quickly. So we have a lot of options.
Well, let's take our first caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Well, I think we lost that caller. So would I gather that one of the main differences from a naturopathic perspective would be from a conventional perspective, we would see someone helping immobilize the joint, lower inflammation, try to get swelling down, but maybe not be necessarily doing active things that are encouraging injury healing, stimulating one's own ability to heal, like with the comfrey salve. You're saying that's an intervention I don't think of when I think of conventional medicine, that you're going to do something that's actually going to increase the rate of
healing
mm-hmm. rather than just prevent you from injuring it more.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, am I summarizing that well? Or?
Well, it's one of the angles. I think that's what I was saying. Another angle is that the naturopathic perspective is very well grounded. One of the principles, we say it in Latin, is vis medica tris naturae, which is a fancy way of saying that the body has inherent self-healing mechanisms. Again, from a historical perspective, it predates the conventional medicine's idea of homeostasis, which is essentially saying the same thing. The body's always trying to heal itself. And because of that, when a naturopath looks at what's going on with an individual, always in the back of our minds is that the body is continually adapting to whatever is going on around it, and it's trying to maximize the circumstances to the best of its ability. So when we look at an ankle sprain, for example, some of the swelling, to a certain extent, is actually a splinting of the joint. It's part of the self-healing. Now, if we allow it to simply run its course, it can lead to cell trauma and to cell death, and it can impede healing. If we completely eliminate it or try and suppress it completely, then the joint becomes unstable, when for a period of time we actually need that to happen. And part of the normal healing of, for example, an ankle sprain is a certain degree of splinting and then resorption of that tissue. The interesting thing, I think, from the Chinese perspective compared to how conventional medicine in the West handles ankle sprains, is that in the West it's very common to use something like ice to reduce the swelling or reduce the amount of swelling as quickly as possible, whereas in the Chinese medicine, the Chinese doctors actually use a form of dry heat. It's an interesting comparison. Of course, we would never want to use a moist heat on an ankle sprain or something like that. But.
Well, I would add too that from an allopathic point of view, what you do is you get the swelling down. You use ibuprofen, and unfortunately, that can actually prevent adequate collagen repair of the tissues that make up the joint. So again, moderate inflammation and especially when it gets on to 3 or 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks and it's not healing properly and it still hurts and it's still stiff, taking some of that overgrowth of fibrous tissue that was part of the splinting process and eliminating it with myofascial release work is miraculous. People think it's a miracle. Well, you're just actually taking care of what needs to be done, and the result is almost instant. So it's very rewarding.
We're talking today with Dr. Blake and Dr. Sandberg Lewis about natural approaches to sports medicine and musculoskeletal injury. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number here is 503-231-8187. Let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just had a quick question. Naturopathic medicines and that, isn't that kind of like over-the-counter herbs? And if you're knowledgeable in that field, you can do pretty much the same thing. Just kind of curious, because every time I go to the grocery store, you can find 50 million different herbal remedies for the same thing that it's a unique.
Okay, we'll take your call. Thank you for the call, but I'll just summarize since that was a little difficult, I think, for people to hear. He was asking if you have an expertise in over-the-counter herbal medicine, is that the same thing as potentially seeing a naturopath? And I guess that begs the question, what would the difference be if there is a difference?
Well, I would just say that it's the difference between seeing a physician and seeing somebody who works in a store. Yes, naturopathic physicians are the only physicians that are trained in botanical medicine, herbal medicine, but they're still physicians, and that makes a big difference in what you're going to get.
And I would, and for people who might have not thought about what it means to be a physician, just the ability to be able to diagnose and treat disease seems to be like a big defining difference between that and potentially a lay person who has some knowledge in herbal medicine.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is, to a certain extent, I think the caller is correct, that these over-the-counter herbal medications are a part of the large field of what we call naturopathic medicine, but it's very different to go see a practitioner who's a physician, who's trained as a physician, who's then interpreting what's going on and making recommendations relative to an individual who may have a different level of training. And it's the interesting thing, I think, about naturopathic medicine is that it was really the earliest term in the English language for the all-encompassing field of what we consider natural medicine now. It was just 100 years ahead of that understanding. There's many different elements to what naturopathic medicine is. We're the physicians of natural medicine.
I guess you could say it's the same as if you were to go down to Mexico where most prescription drugs are over-the-counter, and if you knew about drugs, you could prescribe those to somebody if you weren't a physician. You know, you could probably get some good results on some things and some disastrous results on others.
Well, let's take another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about muscle. A lot of people might put on a little band right under their elbow to strengthen a muscle, but it seems to me that might not be, even though that might help the muscle be strong in the moment, that might not be the best way to heal the muscle. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Sure, I could speak to that. I think what you're referring to are the bands that are put around the insertions of a muscle on the tendon when there's inflammation of a tendon. Is that?
I don't know what the inflammation would be, but it would be a muscle that was apparently very weak, and the band somehow offered strength to the muscle.
Okay, what that is, I think that's what you're referring to, when there's an inflammation of a tendon. And what a tendon is from where the muscle, the belly of the muscle, like the biceps muscle, as it transitions and attaches to bone, it's all one sort of seamless movement. It's a transition of the type of cells. It turns into this connective tissue, this tendon. And the tendon's what attaches to the bone. And sometimes the tendon, particular tendon, will become inflamed for any number of reasons. It could be overuse. It could be traumatized or hit. There could be any number of reasons. And one of the strategies to deal with that and to essentially take the load off of us of the sore area is to use bands that apply pressure and change where the force of the movement or the force of the contraction is transferred to. So mm-hmm. When the tendon would be inflamed, it would temporarily be weak because it's inflamed and it's irritated. So by changing the site of where the force is transferred to it, it allows it to be a little stronger, yes, but the idea is that it takes off some of the stress that's imposed on it so that it can heal itself. Again, healing itself, the body is always mm-hmm. trying to do that to the best of its ability.
So does that actually then heal does that help the tendon, then I guess it is, heal, or does it just kind of provide support and maybe not use, maybe, I don't know. Does it help the tendon heal, I guess is my question.
It will help the tendon to heal. It's an indirect method. It's not directly applying a therapy. For example, a naturopathic perspective might be to run a very gentle electrical current through. It might be to use a high-frequency current that would reduce the inflammation and encourage tissue healing. It may be to use some sort of manipulation to remove waste metabolites or inflammatory metabolites or some sort of topical application to help control the inflammation and promote healing. More, those would be direct treatments. And it could be coupled alongside something such as this indirect treatment that essentially just lets the body, takes a little bit of load off of the tendon that's inflamed, and then the tendon will naturally, the body's always trying to heal itself. So it does help, but it does it through an indirect fashion, and it's certainly a worthwhile treatment when it's indicated.
Well, let me pose a question to either one of you. Dr. Sandberg-Lewis, you mentioned ibuprofen, while an effective anti-inflammatory, may be preventing some tissue repair and may actually be obstructing some of the healing that could happen. How do naturopathic physicians navigate that with patients who are also seeing conventional doctors who may be in a lot of pain? And so you have, you know, on the one end, the muscle relaxants and the pain relievers, and then potential downsides of them, and then ultimately the things that a naturopath are providing either along with or instead of.
Well, there are a couple of factors there. One is if you can actually remove the cause of the pain by changing the way the structure has been altered by the injury, then, wow, I don't need to take that anymore, or I only need to take it once in a great while. Another is to use homeopathic or botanical or acupuncture, Chinese herbs, some treatment to help with the pain and modulate the inflammation. When you deal with the underlying cause of the pain and you use other ancillary treatments that deal with pain and inflammation, you reduce the need for drugs that may prevent healing.
Yeah, I would add it's certainly not that a naturopath wouldn't want to eliminate the pain for the patient. It's the strategy is to do it in a way that promotes optimal healing simultaneously to removing the pain. So, for example, Dr. Stephen was saying that the structural work can be very important. Well, an example of that might be a conventional doctor might say, well, there's a costochondritis if someone's having a pain in the chest and it was one of the ribs that was inflamed. Well, costochondritis, ice it, ibuprofen, as needed or three times a day, et cetera, and there's not much else you can do. Well, I've seen that diagnosis be handed down, and then when the patient was examined from a naturopathic perspective, it was seen that the reason there was the costochondritis, the rib pain, the rib inflammation, was because the rib simply was unable to move. It was malpositioned in a certain sense, in a sort of lay sense. It's not exactly what's going on. And by mobilizing the rib, the pain was immediately gone, and there was no need for any ancillary treatment. It was simply mobilizing what should be mobile and had become stuck for whatever reason.
And I think another factor is that most of the time when you get injured, the pain is physical pain. But sometimes it's hard to differentiate physical pain from emotional pain. And I've had cases where, go back to the ankle, because it was an ankle sprain, that happened due to an injury that involved another person. It was an accident, but the person landed on their ankle. And the person, it turns out, had never said they were sorry. And that was the key to the ankle healing, was just realizing that I'm really upset, I'm really mad, I'm really sad that they never said they were sorry. And once that was realized, the ankle, we didn't even need to do anything for the ankle.
So it seems like one of the ways things are different from this perspective is looking in a variety of different ways for causes or multiple causes potentially, but I would also imagine just spending a lot more time figuring that out than what we're seeing in standard HMO healthcare is probably putting naturopaths at advantage too. Just they're both looking for a broader, more multifactorial perspective, but it seems like they also take more time to find out what that could be.
Mm-hmm. I would certainly agree that in my experience naturopathic physicians tend to spend more time with their patients and evaluating them. And it really probably has more to do, as you're referring to, the HMOs, the structure of the institutions and what's driving it. The naturopaths, our institutions and our clinics and our offices, we are able to orient them differently than people who may be working in an institution that's regulating their time for them. So that's one of the difficulties, I think.
Well, let's take another call. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to thank you so much for this program. I want to ask the naturopath what he would think, what he would do to treat what's called frozen shoulder, adhesive capsulitis. Hello?
Adhesive capsulitis, yes, thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry.
is the question.
I'm sorry.
So okay. Naturopathic treatment is complex. There's a lot to it for adhesive capsulitis. And the reason is because you have a very dense formation of fibrous reparative tissue that is keeping the shoulder from normal movement. You can have what's called a frozen shoulder, meaning that there's really not the normal range of motion of the shoulder at all. And when it moves, everything around it has to move. And
Exactly.
So what I tend to do is I use frequent use of myofascial release, which is a deep tissue technique that goes in, finds the areas where the adhesion, the fascial adhesion has occurred, and then releases it. And we do it along with the person who's got the frozen shoulder by having them do small, very small repetitive movements over a period of a minute and a half or 2 minutes until we feel the release of the tissue. And we just hold the right spot. In addition, it's pretty rare to have a frozen shoulder and not have a frozen rib and a frozen scapula and a frozen, you know, thoracic spine. So we find the areas around that have compensated for the loss of movement and gotten more stress and do releases there too. And I know a big part of what's done by other naturopathic physicians that use Chinese medicine as acupuncture for this sort of thing. So Dr. Blake might have more to add about that.
Yeah, I think that Steve and Dr. Sandberg-Lewis really hit the nail on the head in terms of mobilizing the connective tissue that's adhered. Adhesive capsulitis is just adhesions within the capsule of the joint. And so it's a whole regional sort of orientation from a naturopathic perspective. And then adding in acupuncture needles to help break up particular trigger points, to go in deep into joints and to create a counter-inflammation, to actually cause a little bit of irritation to promote blood supply so that the body will come in and carry away the adhered substances that are being broken down. We can do that also with hydrotherapy treatments. There's a variety of different hydrotherapy treatments. There's certain physical therapy modalities or techniques, a little of this constant current through the area. There's a really wonderful treatment called diathermy, which is a form of very deep heat, and it feels like a velvety warmth is how it feels to somebody who's receiving it. And it will heat a joint and increase the amount of blood flow in the area. And then if we go in and we break it down with myofascial release, or if we go in a needle, or whatever it is that we want to do, it helps with the healing process, because the increased tissue perfusion or tissue blood flow is how we bring in nutrients and take out waste. So if we're breaking up adhesions, we're going to want to take out the waste, what we're breaking down, and we can do that any number of ways from a naturopathic perspective.
Well, let's try to squeeze in one last call. Welcome to Health Watch on the air. If you could keep your question brief, that would be great. Hello? I think we lost that caller. Oh, we have another caller. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on the air. Please keep your question brief.
Yes, I'd I've had a hip replacement, and I wonder if there's anything that I could do to keep the joint as strong and as long as possible before... Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, am I on the air now?
You're on the air.
I've had a...
Well, I think we've lost this caller. Well, hopefully they'll listen, because what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about the community clinic that the naturopathic clinic is offering, both in naturopathic medicine and in Chinese medicine, around musculoskeletal and joint health and injury recovery. So if the two of you could mention some of the salient details about the clinic, that would be great, and hopefully that last caller can come and find out more about her hip.
Yeah, so... several of the things that we'll be doing, one will be the structural integration myofascial release. We'll have free half-hour sessions of that for people that have had sports injuries or similar kinds of injuries. In addition, my wife, Kayla Sandberg-Lewis, will be supervising the student doctors in doing breath training, which we find, even if you haven't had an injury in sports, and even if you have, learning to breathe with your diaphragm and mobilize the diaphragm is an essential piece for optimal performance.
That's great. We're also going to be having hydrotherapy treatments available. And hydrotherapy treatments that we use, they're not submersion whirlpools or anything like that. It's a series of hot and cold towels to the chest and abdomen and along the spine. And we also use it in conjunction with different physical therapy techniques, most commonly one along the spine that feels like a massage, and we do it to stimulate different reflex points along the spine through spinal nerves, and we modify it any number of different ways depending on what's going on for an individual. So we'll have those there as well. And
can you share the time and the dates and the location?
Sure. It's this Saturday, the 17th of June, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. At the First Avenue Natural Health Center. That's downtown in the southwest. It's on First Avenue. The address is 2220 Southwest First Avenue. I believe it's on the number 17 bus line. We have parking right there. It'll start at 1, and the modalities and the treatment opportunities will start at 1:30.
Is there a phone number?
The phone number for the clinic is 503-552-1551. And if you'd like to call and pre-register, that's fine. But if you just show up on Saturday afternoon, because it sounds like something fun, then that's great too.
And one more time on the cost. Is there a cost for the clinic?
There's no cost for this free sports medicine clinic this Saturday. It's an opportunity to come in to learn more about what we have to offer and to sample some of the treatments.
And if you could just repeat the phone number one more time for people.
503-552-1551. And that's the Natural Health Center down on First Avenue.
And for those of you who also want some naturopathic music, Dr. Sandberg-Lewis is going to tell us about his show tonight.
Yeah, I just want to point out that this isn't our funny pathology music. This is real jazz and old-time music and Celtic music. And three bands, The Messengers, my son's band, very energetic, 60s revival, Wiki Pickers, my band, and Blue State right afterwards. So from 7 to 11 at Mississippi Pizza.
Great. So I'd like to thank you both for being here. We were talking today with Dr. Blake and Dr. Sandberg-Lewis, and you've been listening to Health Watch. Stay tuned for the Dirt Bag.
And don't forget that at 11 o'clock on Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman speaks with an attorney for Guantanamo detainees and former Army chaplain James Yee. And leading American psychiatrist Dr. Robert J. Lifton speaks about the psychological dimensions of war and occupation and the role of doctors in interrogation and torture. And for now, here comes the Dirtbag. By the way,